On today's Moment of Science, blisters. A blister is what you get when you walk around not sock clothing and your feet start
Don,
to...
Don, hold on, hold on. Do you have to eat potato chips while you talk?
Well, that's darn good.
I know, they're delicious. Everybody loves a good potato chip, but still... That's a good question. I wonder how they keep the chips so fresh and crisp inside those plastic bags.
It's done with nitrogen, Yael.
Nitrogen?
Yes, nitrogen. Did you ever notice how a potato chip bag feels a little bit inflated? It's almost like a little balloon.
I always just figured that was trapped air.
Wrong. Potato chip bags are not full of air, but of nitrogen gas. This is done to prevent the chips from oxidizing, which is part of what makes them go stale.
Oxidizing? Do you mean reacting with oxygen molecules?
I do. Oxygen is very reactive and likes to combine with other molecules whenever it can, causing chemical changes to take place. Nitrogen, however, is very stable and unreactive, and so-called nitrogen atmosphere is good for storing foods that oxidize quickly, like potato chips and bacon.
But isn't it dangerous to store food in nitrogen gas?
No, indeed. Although many people think air is the same thing as oxygen, about 78% of the air we breathe is actually nitrogen gas. Nitrogen is all around us.
And inside us as well. Give me that bag.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.